Liu is co-founder and CEO of Citizen University based in Seattle. He directs a citizenship program at the Aspen Institute, and his TED Talk on why ordinary people need to understand power charts over 2 million views. I got a chance to talk with Mr. Liu after last week's election.
I think the most important thing to recognize about democracy is that it is not a one and done, I voted on election day endeavor. It is a practice. It requires daily, repeated rehearsal. It requires mindfulness, because democracy is about creating a culture in which we are working all the time to sustain a sense of equal dignity and equal voice to people. And I don't mean to be Pollyanna. This is a painful, sad, catastrophic time. And it's a time where people are finding their capacity to create new power out of thin air by organizing. My greatest message to anybody listening of like, what do I do? How can I become useful right now? Join a club on anything. It can be on gardening. It can be on baseball. It can be on addressing homelessness, because it is the habit of joining into a common endeavor and the negotiation, the compromise, and the navigation to get there. That set of muscles has atrophied in American life.
Especially in this moment after the recent election, I appreciated your simplification of the task before us. We can phrase in a lot of ways, unify the country, but you simplified it to ways people can learn about each other.
Look, I think there are different approaches to unity and unification. I am not for a unity or unification that tries to paper over legitimate divides in worldview and experience, and particularly silences voices that have been more on the margins. But there is a kind of approach to unity and unification that is more about integrity of the whole. And that means recognizing that the whole, whether you're talking about the whole of the United States, the whole of Hawaii, that the whole contains multitudes, as Whitman put it. The whole contains complexity. And you cannot reduce that complexity down to a pure monolithic string. And so to really see each other as humans, as Americans, is to see in each other the possibility of complexity and contradiction, and not to pound each other over that, but to try to understand each other. And this idea that you can only be on one side or the other is wrong, that we are meant to be arguing. And the point is, what we need in American civic life is not fewer arguments. We just need less stupid arguments. And less stupid arguments means arguments that are more historically literate, more emotionally intelligent, and more honest about power, and the fact that we come into every civic and public argument with differing positions of power. I think we've got to cut through a bunch of cliches that have arisen in the time of COVID. One of those cliches is, we're all in this together. You heard that a lot.
Are you going to tear that down?
Oh, I'm all for the principle that we're all in it together. What I want to tear down is the hypocrisy of many of those who say it. And I think the thing that we've got to put to the test is, are we? If we're all in it together, we've got to recognize that we're not able to sever our fates from one another in a pandemic. Actually, taking care of the people who are most vulnerable to COVID right now is a way to take care of all of us. And so I'm talking about the thing that precedes forms of structural engagement in politics. Culture precedes structure. The norms, the values, the habits that we engage in add up to culture. And that culture defines the frame of the possible within structural political activity.
Talk more about that idea of culture preceding structure, because that would seem to argue for investment in the creative economy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the idea of culture being upstream of structure is culture in every sense. Culture in terms of our norms, our values, our rituals. We at Citizen University created a gathering called Civic Saturday, which is a gathering that started here in our home base of Seattle, but now has spread all across the United States, including in Honolulu. And these gatherings you can think of as a civic analog to a faith gathering. We sing together. You hear readings of texts drawn from different parts of the American tradition, poetry. There's a civic sermon to help us make sense of the moment. And then we form into circles to talk about how we grapple together and what actions we take. And these kinds of rituals are a part of it, but creative forms of culture, art, dance, theater, music, they create the background story of the us when we talk about us in the U.S.
I mean, we realize our power as consumers. But our power as citizens, what we do first is join a club.
Huh? Yeah. Well, you know, at Citizen University, we teach a lot about civic power. And our first baseline message is to recognize that power is a gift that you are endowed with. Stop giving it away. The power of ideas is available to every one of us. Creating new ideas of what it means to be in it together, creating new narratives, creating new policy proposals. Ideas are a source of power. Social norms are yet another source of power. Our ability to define what is okay, what is normal. Is it okay to make fun of immigrants? If you let it become that way, you are throwing away your own capacity to change our civic culture.
It's a whole idea of power as not a zero-sum game.
Yes. So there are three laws of power. The first one is power compounds. It concentrates. Law number two, power justifies itself. And that's a story that we live with still in every dimension of American life. That's white supremacy. That's male supremacy. That's trickle-down economics. That's just a fairy tale. It's a story of justification. But what breaks us out of that doom loop is law number three, which is that power is infinite. It is not zero sum. You can generate brand new power out of thin air in even the most rigged, unequal situation through the magic act of organizing, by inviting other low-wage workers, by inviting other sugarcane workers, by inviting other people who have not had a voice in our politics to start showing up. You are creating power where it didn't exist before. And that is the meta message of our age on the right and the left. That is the story of the Tea Party. It's the story of Occupy Wall Street. That's the story of the Trump train and the Sanders campaign. People all across the United States, right and left, rediscovering the third law of power, which is that it's infinite and that you don't have to wait for someone's permission to start organizing and generating new power.
Eric Liu, co-founder and CEO of Citizen University, based in Seattle.